New Idaho Talking Books from our recording studio, VDB 01259, The Dark of Light, author Greg S. Burra, adult fiction, read by Amy Dryden. Something is wrong in Idaho Falls. Bodies are appearing stripped of their skin and disposed of in public places. There are no witnesses and no suspects, which poses a real challenge to small-town detectives Brad Vansickle and Jeff Tark Tarkelson. Published 2007. Strong Language and Violence. 6 hours, 40 minutes. VDB 01277. Roads less traveled through the Coeur d'Alene's. Historical driving tours of Benawa, Kootenai, and Shoshone counties. Author Dorothy Dahlgren. Adult nonfiction. Read by Kathy Wybar. An adventure back into history while driving through northern Idaho counties. Full of interesting facts and anecdotes, this book will make you want to get out and explore. Published 2007. 8 hours, 49 minutes. VDB 01290. My Lady's Prisoner. Author Anne Elizabeth Cree. Adult fiction. Read by Margaret Dimmick. A dangerous abduction. Since her husband's murder 3 years ago, Lady Julia Carrington has done her utmost to uncover the culprit. But then Nicholas Chandler, Viscount Thane, appeared, sinfully handsome and in possession of her husband's ring. With no alternative in sight, the lady decides to abduct the Viscount and keep him captive until he reveals where and how he got the ring. Idaho author Cree writes intriguing historical romance. Published 2001. 8 hours, 30 minutes. VDB 01296. Alone Together. Why We Expect More from Technology and Less from Each Other. Author Sherry Turkle. Adult Nonfiction. Read by Carla Stern and Susan Johnson. Consider Facebook. It's human contact, only easier to engage with and easier to avoid. Developing technology promises closeness. Sometimes it delivers, but much of our modern life leaves us less connected with people and more connected to simulations of them. In Alone Together, MIT technology and society professor Turkle explores the power of our new tools and toys to dramatically alter our social lives. It's a nuanced exploration of what we are looking for and sacrificing in a world of electronic companions and social networking tools, and an argument that, despite the hand-waving of today's self-described prophets of the future, it will be the next generation who will chart the path between isolation and connectivity. Published 2011. 16 hours, 3 minutes. VDB 01300. Wings of Light. Sequel to Alvor. Author Laura Bingham. Juvenile Fiction. Read by Marion Stevens. Becoming immortal isn't everything they thought it would be. 16-year-old Erin and her twin brother Bane chose to leave their normal lives, step into the magical world, and become immortal elves. But when it comes to falling in love and solving mysteries, all the magic in the world doesn't seem to help. As they search for the truth about their missing mother, they discover new friendships and encounter new terrors. And the closer they come to the truth, the more they learn how the forces of evil are pitted against the entire world. Published 2011, 7 hours, 57 minutes. VDB 01313. Desert Solitaire, A Season in the Wilderness. Author Edward Abbey. Adult Nonfiction. Read by Sue Vapp. Desert Solitaire, first published in 1968, is rude and sensitive, thought-provoking and mystical, angry and loving. Here, the legendary author of the Monkey Wrench Gang vividly captures the essence of his life during 3 seasons as a park ranger in southeastern Utah. This quest to experience nature in its purest form is also the anguished cry of a man who challenges the growing exploitation of the wilderness. Published 1968. 15 hours, 6 minutes. VDB 01314. The Fifth Generation, A Nez Perce Tale. Author Linwood Lawhey. Adult Fiction. Read by Carla Stern. Trapped between 1950s American culture and the ancestral voices that haunt him, a 31-year-old Nez Perce man faces a choice between self-destruction or burning a rural Idaho town to the ground. A shaman, a pawnbroker, and a lover help Isaac Moses find new truths during his 12-month journey, while the lives of 4 generations of his ancestors provide an historical context that blends fact and fiction in this triumphant tale. Published 2009. 6 hours, 33 minutes. VDB 01315. Then Sings My Soul. Author C. E. Stout. Juvenile Fiction. Read by Debbie Queen. During the Great Depression, 12-year-old Josie Holman travels across the Pacific Northwest with her family, desperately searching for enough work and food to stay alive. Musically gifted in a time when child stars are paraded across the stage, Josie is pushed into every local talent contest they happen across by her star-struck mother. But Josie isn't impressed by bright lights. Instead, Josie dreams of living in one place, in a real home. Published 2011. 5 hours. VDB 01318. Benjamin Bonneville, Soldier Explorer, 1796 through 1878. Author Helen Markley Miller. Juvenile Nonfiction. Read by Marion Stevens. Benjamin Bonneville, the man for whom Lake Bonneville, Bonneville Salt Flats, and Bonneville Dam were named, was born in France. Named after Benjamin Franklin, he came from a family that fought for liberty. In the 1830s, Bonneville risked his life and good name to explore what is now the western United States, leaving a legacy of maps and reports that set the stage for the Great Western Migration that began in the early 1840s. Published 1957. 6 hours. Converted Books. The following non-fiction Idaho books were originally recorded for cassette, but are now available as a digital cartridge. VDB 00131, Do Them No Harm, an interpretation of the Lewis and Clark expedition among the Nez Perce Indians. Read by Marion Stevens. Published 1990. 10 hours, 47 minutes. VDB 00071, Golden History Tales. Read by Walter Wells. Published 1994. 5 hours, 53 minutes. VDB 00126, History Along the Greenbelt. Read by Edith Bond. Published 1989. 2 hours, 48 minutes. VDB 00093, Home Below Hell's Canyon. Read by Grace Jordan. Published 1954. 7 hours, 10 minutes. Narrated by the author in 1975, this book has recently been restored. VDB 00070, In Mountain Shadows. Read by Larry Weeks. Published 1991. 8 hours, 50 minutes. VDB 00120, Indian Creek Chronicles, A Winter in the Bitterroot Wilderness. Read by Edith Bond. Published 1993. 7 hours, 27 minutes.